doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. We've been talking about all kinds of things today, from insects to diseases and all things in between, physical kinds of things. A company that is out there that can help you with all those issues, especially the beneficial insects and other organisms, is Arbico. And with us right now is Sherry Herrera DeFry. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Howard.
How's everything in your hot part of the
world? Well, you know, we've got the monsoon, so we get to cool off a little bit. It was about 107 yesterday, so I'm hoping it'll rain. You know, with all those thunderstorms, of course, it brings out all kinds of insects, particularly mosquitoes. I had my first bite just this week, so I think it's something that people ought to be thinking about, because those mosquitoes transmit some pretty horrible stuff to humans and to animals.
Well, it's on our minds a lot, because some of the cities around Dallas are already spraying the toxic sprays, and we haven't completely gotten it over to all the officials that spraying the BTI and using the other natural organic techniques actually work better than the toxic chemicals.
Oh, they work so well. And, I mean, the good news about it is this is something that it's specific, you know, to mosquitoes, and so easy to use. Anybody can do it. And, you know, you put the mosquito control out, and within about 24 hours, everybody's gone, at least from the larval standpoint. So I highly recommend people look into the biological control. We also have some repellents that use garlic as a barrier, and then we've even got some traps that people can use too. So it's a multi-pronged approach when it comes to mosquitoes.
That's great. We had a call in the first hour this morning that was about the fungus gnats that take up residency down in pipes and drains and things like that. I don't know if that's a different species than grows in wet potting soil and you know, fruit that's overly ripe and all that. But what do y'all recommend specifically for that?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, because fungus gnats can be combated in a lot of different ways. Of course, nematodes, our beneficial nematodes, are great. Kind of multi-preventive that not only will take care of fungus gnats, take care of other things that have a developing stage in soil, like thrips. Mm-hmm. Of course, we talk about fleas and ticks and flies and ants and roaches. So that's a first line of defense. We even have insects like Hypoaspis that actually go into the soil and feed on the developing stages of fungus gnats. And then our BTI actually does a good job on it as well.
Sure, so it's great. The ones in the pipes are a little bit different issue. I was thinking that when they're down in the sewer lines and pipes, which they apparently can survive in, don't quite understand that. I was thinking that maybe an initial orange oil treatment, and then follow that up with even BTI in those situations.
That is a great idea, because you're able to knock down some of the adults, and then, you know, you've got your larvicide right in there. And so you're right. Sometimes you've got to come out full force. And I'm liking that approach. That's a good one.
Well, it's interesting. We always stumble onto something every week. Well, arbico-organics.com is the website where Sherry and her husband and company have this wonderful selection of biological tools and organic amendments and hard equipment and tools that I think you'll really enjoy. Tell them about how to get catalogs and other information.
You bet, Howard. We have a wonderful catalog, 64 pages full of great information, and all you need to do is go to our website, www.arbico-organics.com. Or if you want, you can give us a phone call Monday through Friday Pacific time, 8 to 5, at 800-SOS-BUGS. That's 800-SOS-BUGS, 827-2847. And we'll be glad to get you one.
Sherry Herrera, the Fry Bin Organic is long, well, probably longer than I have. Thank you for what you do, Sherry.
No competition there, Howard.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sherry is in Arizona, in Tucson, Arizona, right outside there. But they send all these wonderful things, and their beneficial nematodes are second to none. They're made by the company that's highest quality company in the world. And if you've had fly problems, they raise their own fly parasites, and just are spectacular how effective they are. Arbico-Organics.com. Open line at 866-444-3478. We've had a couple people drop off. If you come back, let Matt know that's the case, and I'll try to work in here. Karen right now in Fort Worth is up. Hey, Karen.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I guess it's an armadillo problem. I'm going to take you off speaker really quick.
Yes, please.
Okay, now, better?
Much better.
So I noticed, I don't know, last week that right where one of my water faucets is, someone has dug down about 2 foot, just pulled the dirt up, and now I'm looking, I'm going all around the beds, and whoever it is, we've seen an armadillo out here. We have 5 acres out between Benbrook and Crescent. And we have everything out here, deer, but I think we've seen an armadillo, so I don't know if that's the one that's doing that. My question is, how do I get them out of here?
Well, armadillos are kind of tough. They're goofy insects, animals, and they're fun to watch, and they're kind of cute, but they really do a lot of damage. And sometimes people have been able to get rid of them by seeing where they've been working the night before, and at dusk put out real heavy application of hot pepper in a dry form, like the red pepper that you put on a pizza, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy that in some of the markets in bigger bags, and it's pretty cost-effective. If they get a big snout full of pepper, I've been told that people have actually seen it. They'll do a double back flip, and they'll take off and not come back.
And it's not going to hurt any of the beds because I have perennials all around. But
no, not at all. No, it's good. It'll break down complex in the soil. Won't hurt your beds in any way. It'll help you with snails and pill bugs and slugs, as a matter of fact, as well.
Good.
Now,
good.
Here's the rub, though. That doesn't always work.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just ignore it, or they don't get a good snout full of it, and they keep working. There are some repellents on the market that are specifically labeled for armadillos that work fairly well also.
Uh-huh.
The thing that we had to do, Judy and I at our place in Dallas, we had to trap them. They were coming in, and we found the spot where they were coming in, and we trapped over a period of a couple of weeks, we trapped 11 armadillos.
Oh, my God.
And so they can be prolific. I think that one of the things, and it's tough to do when you have 5 acres, is just really sealing the property off. You probably don't have that ability.
No,
and so the next best thing to do, if the repellents don't work, is to put up traps and set up funnels made from boards, 2x8s or 2x10s or some big boards, that funnel into the mouth of the trap. You don't have to put any kind of a bait in there at all. They'll just kind of walk into it if it's in an area where they've been working the night before. If you can put it against fences or a wall, a lot of times they'll go right down the wall and go into a trap also. And then you have to decide what you're going to do with them, you know, take them somewhere else or dispose of them or whatever. The zoo people, wildlife people tell me that I shouldn't tell folks to relocate them, that if they're doing damage, they should be destroyed. But that's up to you, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I may just take them out, you know, further out in the country.
Well, that is a way to get rid of them. And we got curious about whether it was the same ones coming back at one time. And Judy started putting a little paint mark on the top of them. And we didn't have any return. We had new ones all the time.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
And I expect they're trying to find something because the beds are, you know, fairly moist.
when it's a drought, they're going to be coming to the organic gardeners' places because they're nice and moist and rich soil and a lot of insects. And people have a misconception that they're after grub worms, and if you got rid of the grub worms, you wouldn't have them anymore, and that's not correct at all. They'll come in and eat earthworms, other insects, just tear up the soil because it feels good. You know, they're just a little menace.
So I hear the birds, but let me tell you, we've got, take me off air for a second.
Yeah, hang on. If you got something else, we'll chat a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Don't have an open line right now, but when you hear somebody hang up, it's 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it.
When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And one quick thing. I talked about the recent trip to the wedding down in Mexico at the beginning of the show and going to the cenotes in the Cancun Tulum area. First time I've experienced those and learned about them a little bit. There's one little video of Logan and our nephew going off of the jumps in one of them. But also I put a contact to the images of a whole bunch of different cenotes. You can see how beautiful they are, and you can click on them and go to the information about them if you don't know anything about them like I didn't. But for some reason, I couldn't get them to come up and show up, and I kept putting them on there. And they went to my other website, the one that's not the usual one, the Howard Garrett one. You need to go to the Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett for most of the update stuff on Facebook. But over to the right, it has posts by others, and it shows me as Howard Garrett posting as somebody else. And that is where the link is to all the images that I found for you. So that clears up that little mystery. Not quite sure why, what I did wrong to make that happen, but I did. Sandra in Orlando, Florida, next up. Hello, Sandra.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Fine. Okay, I have an odd, I'm not sure if they're beige moths, but I have St. Augustine grass, and here in Orlando we've had rain almost every day for a few months. So anyhow, as I'm cutting the grass, all these things come and fly out of the yard, which is St. Augustine, like I said. I mean, so many of them, and I'm seeing in the base of the roots of the grass, it's starting to look like it might be, they might be dying. The tops of the grass look good, but way down deep in the roots, it could be a fungus. I have no idea. What are your thoughts?
How big are these moths, Sandra? Are they?
They're quite small. They're, say, like a maybe
like a fungus gnat or something like that?
Well, I don't know. You know, like I said, I like butterflies and gnats, and I mean butterflies and moths, and I see those both often times. So that's why I'm thinking that they look like more of a moth than anything else. You know, they have the same wingspan, but they're only, say, like your fingernail?
Okay. They're a little small. They're not the no-see-em tiny little things.
No,
well, if
no.
They're doing some damage, that's a lepidopterous insect, as you probably know. It's like a butterfly or moth. And what kills them if they become a problem, it sounds like they may be at the level they are. You can spray very carefully just the grass and not spray it all over the shrubs and other things, but spray it down and be very careful about how you do it with any of the BT products, Bacillus thuringiensis, and that's products like, what are they called? There's various brand names, Bioworm Control.
Okay.
And Thuricide and those kinds of names, they will eliminate the problem and eliminate it very quickly. The other way to go is with spinosad or spinosad. Some people pronounce it that way. It will control them very well, too. Its downside, the BT downside, is it'll kill butterflies, and that's why you don't want to spray it all over the place.
Right, because I have numerous butterflies.
Yeah, just spray it right down on the grass.
Okay.
If you use it. The other one is not perfect either. It's called spinosad, and it will hurt, not kill. It'll disorient honeybees to a degree.
Oh.
So, again, if you use that product, it's an organic product.
Uh-huh.
But when you use it, spray it very, very carefully down just on the grass, in your case, where the moths are. In your case, you could probably also put down granular spinosad, and it would kill them and not float around and possibly hurt the honeybees.
Well, then that's because nothing would be airborne if I use granules.
Now, there's one other way to go. You could use just as a base a Garrett juice formula, and you get the fertilizer value out of it too, and put 2 ounces of orange oil or one of the essential oils like Essentria or EcoSmart in each gallon of the spray that you use, the Garrett juice mixture spray.
Okay.
And it'll kill them pretty well, too.
Okay. Okay.
Any of those three
choices.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, Doctor, thank you so very much. I appreciate it and love your show.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
Spread the word down there in Florida.
Oh, don't worry, I have.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
It's Ruth in Fort Worth next up. Hey, Ruth.
I have a cluster of about 5 hawthorn bushes,
mm-hmm.
and one of them in the middle has rusty spots on it. All the rest of them are fine.
Hawthorn bushes, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, our hawthorn shrubs get that a little bit. You know what gets it worse? Our native hawthorn trees are really susceptible to that. It is a fungus. It's a fungus called rust because that's what it looks like. And you can, it on a Indian hawthorn, if the spots start getting larger and larger, it can be a leaf fungal spot that's a different thing. But in both cases, it's the same solution. Mm. You spray the Garrett juice again as a base so you get the fertilizer value and the biological activity help from it. And you add to the spray either bio wash or plant wash or in this case, you could add an 8-ounce bottle of hydrogen peroxide to the mix and knocks it out. Now, if you at the same time do a version of what we call the sick tree treatment, even though you're treating shrubs in this case, some aeration, the rock powders, the sugars, the organic fertilizers that we recommend, you know, the compost and so forth, it'll help you more long term.
Mm-hmm.
The spray's knocked the problem out immediately. The soil treatments, the sick tree treatment help you long term. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run. Howard Garrett, right back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says the decision to issue a global terror alert was based on intercepted communications of high-level people in Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, Maryland Congressman Dutch Ruppersberg on ABC TV. Egypt's state news agency says the spiritual leader of the Muslim Brotherhood and his powerful deputy will go on trial later this month on charges related to the killing of protesters, the two accused of complicity in the death of 8 people. A killer facing execution this week has been found hanged in his cell in Ohio's death row. A prison spokesman says 44-year-old Billy Slagle was found hanging in his cell this morning in the Chillicothe Correctional Institute south of Columbus. And rescuers are to resume the search this morning for a snowboarder buried in a collapsing ice tunnel on Oregon's Mount Hood. This is SRN News.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-901-1575. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-901-1575. That's 1-800-901-1575.
With SRED Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The L.A. Dodgers set a franchise record for consecutive road wins Saturday with their 13th straight victory away from home, 3-0 in Chicago. Dodgers winning pitcher Chris Capuano.
You go out there and you're just, you know, waiting to see who's going to drive in the runs and get the big hits. And, you know, it's a good feeling.
The NL West leaders have won 30 of 37. East front runner Atlanta edged Philadelphia 5-4 as Dan Uggla's RBI grounder, the 12th game winner. The Braves have won 9 straight. Pittsburgh beat Colorado 5-2. St. Louis was losing to Cincinnati 8-3. The Central leading Pirates now a game and a half up on the Cardinals. Washington Black Milwaukee 3-0. In the American League, Michael Saunders homered twice and drove in 5 runs as Seattle beat Baltimore 8-4. Jared Weaver pitched into the 8th inning to win his 3rd straight decision as the LA Angels topped Toronto 7-3. Minnesota's bullpen pitched 6 scoreless innings as the Twins down the Astros 6-4. This is SRN Sports. In an important series in Oakland, it was the A's over the Rangers 4-2. Matt Garza pitched a complete game for Texas, but giving up 3 runs in the first doomed him.
3 runs in the first 10 pitches isn't a plus, but I was able to, you know, keep the bullpen down and get them some rest and eat up some innings, and you know, didn't really do my job.
Oakland now 3.5 games up of the Rangers, top the West. Detroit beat Chicago 3-0. Max Scherzer with his 16th win. Interleague play, Cleveland 4-3 over Miami. The Indians stay 3 games behind the Central leading Tigers. Kansas City beat New York 4-3 in 12 innings. Boston was a 5-2 winner over Arizona, while Tampa Bay down San Francisco 2-1 in 10 innings. The Rays stay a game behind the East leading Red Sox. The Yankees blanked San Diego 3-0. Tiger Woods continues to enjoy the lead as he seeks his 8th career victory at Firestone Country Club. Woods says he's not sure what his approach will be in the final day with a 7-stroke lead.
Just go out there and execute my game plan. Whatever the game plan I'm going to implement tomorrow, just go and execute it. You know, it all starts with what the weather's doing, and then I build it from there.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. This hour brought to you by Medina, BioSI, More Tree Care, Crazy Water, and others of our fine sponsors. Really appreciate you paying attention to those folks during the show and supporting them whenever you can. That's how we get to stay on here. Let's go to Fort Worth now and talk with Ann for a minute. Hello, Ann.
Hello, Dr. Garrett. And thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I would like to ask you about hackberry trees, if you could discuss them. I live in the southwest part of Fort Worth, and we've got some really big, beautiful old trees here. But we've lost a lot of those in the last, I'll say, 10 years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the hackberries are vigorous and strong, and they just keep coming. And I recently had an arborist in or someone to take out some dead trees and stuff. And he mentioned something that I've never heard before, and I haven't found it in the books, about the hackberries. He said they give off some kind of a, I can only say a mist or some kind of a something, and it actually is very detrimental to trees around it, and they are very, like, aggressive, and I certainly noticed that in my yard. I have one corner that's got some small hackberries in it, and I noticed now that my little 3-year-old Nellie R. Stevens, I believe it is, holly bush, has lost every one of its leaves, or it's stripping down, all of its leaves are falling.
This was an actual certified arborist that told
you? No, he's not certified. He was just basically a man that does tree work.
Okay. Well, you didn't know what he's talking about.
Okay.
And hackberry has no allelopathy or allergic reaction or toxic anything to other plants, because The way you can know that for sure is that you look around various sites, including the, my own properties and other many other sites that I've looked at, and you can see little baby hackberries growing up into little weed trees all over the place. And I have hackberries on all my properties growing not too far away from other plants that I'm, growing on purpose. And
really?
I leave hackberries in certain situations where if I took them out, it would create a big void. There are some beneficial things about hackberry, even though they're short-lived and have brittle wood and various problems. Mistletoe tends to like it a lot, but they also produce good food for birds. It's a very good natural food for birds. So, no, there's no allelopathy or toxic situation from hackberries to other plants that I know of. If there is, it's not very substantial because I've been looking at hackberries growing in very comfortably with other plants for many, many years. He sounds like he just wanted to let you hire him to cut down the hackberries.
Okay. So, and what would you suggest with that little Nellie R. Stevens that's growing under? Do you think it's just...
It probably got dry or stayed too wet or something like that. It didn't have anything to do with the hackberry.
It didn't.
No. In fact, I've got some old hackberries. One of them came down in a storm not too long ago. That's one of the negatives about them. They're very brittle and tend to have weak root systems. But I planted an experimental holly right under some hackberries and near some young ones that were trying to come up, and it's called a wort wen holly, and it's a lot less tough than Nellie R. Stevens and Needlepoint and Dwarf Burford and things like that other people, have growing around hackberry. So if this one can grow around hackberry, pretty much any of them can.
Okay. And so you think maybe the little hackberry, then you said maybe too much I doubt if it's too much water because, we're in that really clay over here. And
the
I
little
have
holly, probably too little water. Yeah. Get a probe, break the head off of an old golf club or something, or use a pipe probe or a long screwdriver. Probe around in the soil. You can tell just by the feel whether there's enough moisture and it's nice and soft, the probe can come in and out of the ground, or if it's too hard, and that means it needs to have a long, slow soaking of water. If the plant's already turned brown, it's gone. Hollies won't come back from that. Yeah. But whatever you plant next, use that technique to keep it in good shape.
Well, it's so good to know then that, they're not being, poisoned or whatever.
No, not at all. No.
Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Ann.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Let's go to Burleson and see what's up with Sue. Hello, Sue.
Good morning.
What's up?
I've got something growing in my stock pond, and my daughter told me, I hadn't been down there in quite a while, she told me it was cattails. But I've just driven by there and looked at it. It could be sea cane. I'd like to know how to get rid of it.
Well, it's probably cattails if it's growing in the edge of the water.
But I didn't see any of the cattails on it.
I'm not sure what you're calling sea cane. Is it the one that looks a little bit like bamboo and grows 15 feet tall and has a plume flower on it? That will grow in some wet soil, but you rarely see it growing at the edge of a pond. It's more of a wet soil drainage ditch kind of a plant than growing in water, being a total bog plant. Either one of them, especially the pond, cattails, the only real way to get rid of them is to change the environment at the edge of the pond. They only grow in extremely shallow water. And so if you make the water level deeper, dredge it out a little bit at the edge, that's the only thing that will permanently get rid of them. You can spray them and kill them with hydrogen peroxide, concentrated hydrogen peroxide, and there are people that sell the stuff for this use commercially, and it's dangerous to handle because it'll burn you. But concentrated hydrogen peroxide at around 10%, which is – what you dilute it down to from the strong 20 or 30% stuff that you buy commercially, it'll kill water weeds very effectively. And it's also good for the water because hydrogen peroxide is nothing but hydrogen and oxygen. And so It'll kill, it'll burn them off and kill it. But if you don't change the environment, the depth of the water right there at the edge, you're going to grow right back.
I see. So. Well, how about willow trees that keep coming up around the stock pond? Will it kill them too?
It'll kill them when they're young, little seedlings or sprouts coming up, but it's not going to kill off any big trees, you know, they're already woody. It'll hurt them, but it won't really kill them. If they're big, you know, physical removal is going to be the only way to go.
I've been trying to keep them cut out of there, but they keep coming back.
Okay, well, again, cutting them down, changing the environment, drying off the area and keeping them mowed if they're growing in the soil areas. And if they're growing out in the water, just making the water level deeper will eliminate most of the aquatic weeds.
I see. Where can I get that peroxide?
The hydrogen peroxide you can get in the concentrated form from any of the garden centers that are open-minded and will order stuff for you. They'll rarely carry it in stock. The feed stores and farm stores should be able to get it for you. You can also order it online, mail order, from places like Arbico, Hyphen Organics, the Natural Organic Warehouse, Acres USA, if you take that publication, will have some ads for various people that sell concentrated hydrogen peroxide. But again, if you do buy it and use it, be very careful handling it, because in a concentrated form, it'll burn you.
Okay. All right.
Good product, but you just have to be very careful handling it.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Let's see what, and there's a line open if you want to jump in here real quick. We might be able to get you on before we end the show today, 866-444-3478. Richard's in Colorado Springs. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Howard, hold on. Let me get you off speakerphone here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, Christmas. I hope I know how to do this.
We may lose Richard here.
There we go. Sorry about that.
All right, what's up?
Okay, I got an oddity. Tried calling last week. You know how people feed peanuts to squirrels? Are all dry roasted?
Yeah.
Well, one of them came up in my compost pile.
All right, good.
All right, now, I don't know what it's going to do. It's growing, but it isn't very big. How long does it take for a peanut plant, do you know?
Well, they're normally grown as an annual, so one season is fine. Normally, it's only going to grow from raw peanuts. So if you want to do it, you can buy raw peanuts and plant them. And I've grown them before in whiskey barrels in potting soil, for example. They're pretty easy to grow, and they're kind of fun. And you can get a peanut crop. You're not going to get very many peanuts, but you can get a little bit of a crop if you start in the spring and grow them through the growing season.
So they take quite a while then, huh?
Yeah, they take most of the growing season. The ones that I grew were black peanuts, and I just thought it sounded intriguing to see what they were going to look like. The other reason I grew them is that it's an indicator plant of toxic stuff. In other words, people call me from time to time about having compost that they think may be contaminated with herbicides. It's a fairly common occurrence because a lot of herbicides are used. And then that material gets end up used in the compost making, and the herbicides like picloram and clopyrifos, clopyrrolid are two herbicides that are long lasting. They don't break down fast at all, and they can stay active in the compost. And a way to find out whether they're still in your compost or not is to make a tea out of your compost, grow some peanuts, and then water the peanuts with that water, with that tea. And if there's any of the recalcitrant herbicides in the tea, they'll fold up and close their leaves almost instantly. Now, you can do it with other things, beans and various other herbs and vegetables, but the peanut is the most sensitive if you ever want to see if there's anything toxic in your compost or compost tea.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Okay, I got one other question.
Okay.
I started stuff late, like radishes, turnips, beets, but they're going berserk.
Good.
So I made a really good compost, and I've been feeding them well.
Good.
What can I do? Because the greens are looking really good. Do I have to wait? Can I cut the greens in half or anything, or to use them in salads, or do I have to wait until the fruit, the vegetable actually produces?
Of which crops now?
Turnips, radishes, and beets. The beets I don't want to touch.
No,
really,
no, all of those.
Turnip greens.
Yeah, you can use the greens of all of those. Just don't cut too many of the greens off at one time. Just kind of.
Say like half of it.
Or
like
less, half? A third, and use those greens and let the plant continue to develop. Certain of the leafy vegetables, lettuce and, you know, spinach and things like that, you can do more cutting, more severe cutting than the thing that you're trying to grow for a root crop. Root crops just cut the foliage off a little bit at a time. Let me put you on hold. Cool. If you had something else, I got to run for just a little bit. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. And this the website is dirtdoctor.com for other information. Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. And it also happens to be a good sports drink. The all-natural minerals and electrolytes infused into Crazy Water deep underground by Mother Nature help your body rehydrate and recover much better than all the artificial colors and sugars found in most sports drinks. If you can't make the run all the way down to the wells in Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, and Central Market. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and kind of grinding to an end of this week's show, but got a few more calls. During the week, you can go to dirtdoctor.com, look things up in the library. Everything's there by in alphabetical order. You can send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. The members, and you can join easily on the website, get the first priority on that situation during the week. But most of the answers are covered pretty well for you, either on Facebook, The Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett, or going to the library. My books, there's 15 of them covering all the different subjects that we talk about here if you want to go that route. But delighted to chat with you and help you in any way that we can. Right now, we're going to go to Barbara in Fort Worth. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Howard. I have a pyracantha that I have an insect on it. He's very small, square, and black. And I've been spraying it with ammonia, lemon scented soap, vinegar. And I wonder if I should add some orange oil or if there's something better. And do you know what kind of insect that is?
You know what you might have there, Barbara? Somebody sent me a question about it this past week and a photograph. There's a little square black insect that's a beetle, but it's square in shape pretty much, and it's called a kudzu beetle.
It's a called what?
A kudzu beetle, like the vine kudzu. It attacks things other than kudzu, but it's a tough little booger, and it can be killed maybe with orange oil. The essential oils like EcoSmart or the one called Essentria would probably work pretty well. And if you get a neem product that's good, that's not, you know, hadn't lost its strength due to shelf life or something like that, would probably work too. But that's the issue with neem, as to whether they're going to be powerful enough to use or not. I think I'd use Garrett Juice as the base. Use 2 ounces of orange oil or one of those essential oils. You could also, if you have them clustered on plants, you could dust with the natural diatomaceous earth, and that would be pretty effective on that.
Well, I have a medical condition right now. I can't get out to the store.
Okay.
But I did have the orange oil and these other things.
Orange oil should work. Use it at about 2 ounces per gallon. If you mix it with the Garrett juice or with a compost tea or fish and seaweed. In other words, some kind of an organic spray. It's better for the plant. You get some foliar feeding benefit at the same time, and it buffers it against phytotoxicity burning the plants.
Okay, compost tea.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Howard. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. It's Mike's turn, Farmer's Branch. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Howard, I've got an issue in the front part of my yard. It's in St. Augustine grass, and I've had a spot. Actually, I sent you a photo of it on Facebook here a week or so ago, and it's the grass just turns brown and dies. I thought it might be brown patch, but the St. Augustine, the grass is, and the leaves aren't loose at the, you know, where you can just pull them out. They're not. Mm-hmm. Seems like it's anchored pretty good.
Well, that's, you know, generally a sign of grub worms when it just will release like that. You can dig down in the soil and see if you see a lot of grub worms, you know, real close together. That's what it is. Beneficial nematodes in that case, Michael, knock them out.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. The grass does not pull up like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said it did.
No, it's anchored.
Okay.
Well, I'm organic. I've been organic for, I don't know, 15 years or something. So.
Well, I'm seeing some of that myself, and I think it's just stress places that are burned for whatever reason. It could be chinch bugs. That's another possibility. And what you do there, I think that jamming the can down in the ground is kind of silly and doesn't work very well, actually. Yeah. But if you get down on your hands and knees and part the grass and look with a magnifying glass, or just with your, if your eyes are better than mine, you can see them working in that area. If that, if that's what you have, the natural diatomaceous earth or any essential oil products or any of those kind of things, like we've been talking about with other insects, will work.
Because this is spread like three times the original size. It was like about 10 square feet, and now it's about 15 square feet in the last week.
Okay. Well, if it's in the disease category, you know, you're talking about the Garrett juice with hydrogen peroxide or with biowash added to it. You've probably used those kind of things in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. A couple of years ago, I had a problem. I live out on one of the – adjacent to one of the golf courses at Brookhaven. And in the backyard where I butt up to the golf course, you know, 2 years ago when we were having terrible drought, last year we had drought problems. Boy, the grass just, it was turning kind of chlorotic yellow and then dying. And then, and I thought, well, you know, I've got some brown patch, but with the heat and the stress on the grass, I thought, well, maybe it's that, but boy, it's having a hard time coming back. So.
Well, one thing we're dealing with this year, Mike, is that we've had very mild weather, and then when it turns really warm, you know, and it just kind of flips over and and the grass hadn't kind of ramped up to it, it can stress out, and getting a little bit dry can cause that to happen too. So probe around, see if you can see moisture level, what's going on. If some diseases are setting in like brown patch or take-all patch, sounds like what it might more likely be if it's not real amoeba-like patterns. The cornmeal or cornmeal juice sprayed with your Garrett juice will take care of it. But it may just be a better watering situation. I'm seeing a little spot like that in some of the St. Augustine grass at my office. I've been out of town, you know, for a week, and that may be what happened to it. It got a little dry in that spot.
All righty. Well, we'll
appreciate it. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run real quick. I've enjoyed being with all of you. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds.